baby, look at me. I wasn't quite confused, I never made it with my legs until the boss told me something was diff. They said forget those treasures, cause I got a better favor, and they gave me just a little gift like this. Woo! Mercy.
It's time again for another awesome Apologetics with an X, and today Jay promises to show you the way.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to show you the way a song can develop over the years. And it's great to be back here with you, Jerry. It's great to be back here with you listeners. And we started today with an apologetics song. And it's, well, I guess we always do. But we started with a song we did in 1998. It's a parody of Aerosmith, Walk This Way, and ours is called Walk His Way, and it's our studio version that we did in 1998. Now, technically, that's the second time we ever did that song, because we did one in 92, a live version, okay, but it never came out on a CD or anything, so I'm not going to subject you to that, but it was decent, the studio version we played that we opened the show with. But it's changed a couple times since then. So today we're not gonna play them all back to back. That would be a cruel and unusual punishment. But we're gonna splice them in on the show, and we're gonna end today with the new version of that song. So if you liked that version, you ought to like the versions to come. But in the meantime, we're gonna play some other new songs for you and some other old songs for you. We'll start out this next set with two parodies by Casey and the Sunshine Band. One that we did in 2003, it's a parody of Get Down Tonight, their first number one hit from 1975. They had five number one hits and one number two hit. And this ours is called Get Found Tonight. And the backing vocals are being done by a group called Everlife, if you've ever heard of them. They appear on some Disney soundtracks. They're a Christian trio of sisters. And then we have a brand new Casey and the Sunshine Band parody, another one of their number one hits, their fourth. I'm Your Boogeyman from 1977. This one's called I'm Your Born Again Man. Trust me, it sings better than it sounds when I say it. Then we have two parodies by Eddie Money, the late Eddie Money. First is Two Tickets to Paradise, and it's ours is called Too Wicked for Paradise, and it's the criminal on the cross who thinks that he's too wicked for paradise, but Jesus shows him otherwise. And then we have a brand new one called originally Take Me Home Tonight, which was Eddie's highest charting hit, went to number four in 1986 with Ronnie Spector from the Ronettes singing backing vocals, or female vocals. They weren't really backing there in there. Anyway, ours is called Take These Scrolls and Write. It's the story of Jeremiah, his scribe Baruch, and a king named Jehoiakim. And the female vocals are done by my daughter, Jana.
Do you think that we'd lie to you? That's what I am. I'm here with you. Whatever life's been, seizing every moment, laid out for you. Lord, in this life, oh, there's plenty to do. I wanna preach truth. I wanna extol you. To run right through a wall, Lord, to follow you. I wanna believe for the improbable. I wanna reach the ones your love chose to call. I'm your born again man. I'm your born again man. I'm your born again man.
didn't mean to make tonight. But Richard stands there, I should have wondered how he's feeling as my acolyte with thorns and power.
Many ways you can keep up with Apologetics, enjoy all of their tunes, several catch this show you're listening to right now, and many choose to stream several of the shows we produced over the past year. It's available on our flagship station, angel95fm.com, and there are oodles and oodles of music videos fans have created online, which are easy to access as well. And of course, you can have your very own webpage there for Apologetics, where you can purchase single songs, entire albums, or their entire collection of 800-plus songs.
That's right. And you know, Jerry, you got me hungry. I've not eaten since breakfast. And when you said oodles and oodles, I thought of oodles of noodles. And all of a sudden, that sounded really good. But I'm going to hold my appetite till I have pizza later on. It's a Friday night tradition here. But that sounded good, those oodles of... You can't get oodles of noodles on the Apologetics site, but you can get oodles of all kinds of stuff you can see online. And anyway, I forget. I sing better than I talk. Anyway... We have next one is another brand new parody. It's from a 1975 number 6 hit by War, Why Can't We Be Friends? And this one's called Why Can't We Repent? And what happened is one day I was driving on my way to church, and I'm thinking, man, we ought to have a song with the word repent in the title. And what rhymes with repent? And I thought, well, be friends. What song has be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we repent? Yes! And so that's where it went from there. I was pretty pleased with the way it turned out. We have another 1975 funky song that we released a number of years ago that we're following that up with. It's a parody of Shining Star by Earth, Wind, and Fire called Child of God. Then, since we did Shining Star, we're doing a parody of another song from 1975 called Shooting Star by Bad Company, and this is called Shoestring Tire. another one of those, trust me, it works when you sing it, moments. And this is from our live recording, The Boys Aren't Backing Down. And then we have another song for, also from 1975, from our live recording, Boys Aren't Backing Down, in 2009. I mean, the original was from 1975. Our version's from 2009. It's a parody of Sweet Emotion by Aerosmith, and it's called Read Ephesians.
You're a child of God, no matter who you're not. you and me, it's church and unity. You're a child of God. No matter who you're not, we're the bride to be. Jesus, you and me. You're a child of God. No matter who you're not, we're the bride to be. Jesus, you and me. You're a child of God. No matter who you're not, we're the bride to be. Jesus, you and me. Child of God, though you can't see what your life and soon will be. Child of God, though you can't see what your life and soon will be. Find verse John 3:2 and read, and Philippians 2:15.
Well, you know, Tom Milnes not only plays an astounding electric guitar and acoustic guitar, he's also a youth pastor, in case you didn't hear that before. He's also a renowned painter. People have been known to pay great sums of money for his works. And on top of all that, he is a master bluesman. But I must tell you, be careful. Make sure you hold your emotions in check. Kid, don't try this at home. Because the notes that he emotes make it hard to stay afloat because of the tears that appear when his blues hit your ear. Mr. Tommy Milnes. Such a colorful individual. That's not the only color he knows. This man can also do a little deep purple.
Apologetics with an X. No matter where you are on the planet, on the air, or in the stream, we are here for your enjoyment each week. If you miss a show, no problem. Again, a reminder, we archive a whole year's worth of shows at angel95fm.com. You simply cannot escape the delight in listening to Apologetics with an X.
That's right. You just simply cannot. Anyway, we have the next set. We're going to lead off with the song we led the show off with. And this is the third incarnation of it, the second one that we will allow you to hear. And it's a live version that we recorded in Miami, Florida in 2004. And it's called Walk His Way also. And we added some little ad-libbing at the end. It was a lot of fun. The band sounds a little tighter, but, you know, it's the middle of a live show, so your voice gets a little ragged, etc. So I thought it was a decent recording, but I didn't think we had the definitive take yet. But this is the most definitive we've had for years until recently. So you can hear that. We're going to start that with that. That's the 2004 version of Walk His Way, a live one. Then we're going to follow that up with a 2011 parody we did of Aerosmith also. Their song, Dude Looks Like a Lady. Ours is called Dude Would Like to Save Me. Then we have a parody we did in 2013, a parody of the Aerosmith hit Janie's Got a Gun. It's called Mary's Got a Son. And then we're going to close this particular set with a parody that we did in, 2018, I think, or 2019, a parody of their song Back in the Saddle, and it's called Back in the Battle, and it's about spiritual warfare, as our song Read Ephesians was about, which was another Aerosmith parody.
So not the one. Whole world's having fun, wondering how that was done. Babies need daddies too. What if it could be true?
Well, hard to believe, but it's almost time to take a walk out of the studio for another week. And thanks for listening. Jay, can you show us the way to the egress?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes. You put the pun in punishment, Jerry. We have, we're going to close today with a song we've been alluding to, and that is the brand new version of Walk His Way. It just came out this past week. And this is a studio version. Just for the record, Jimmy Vegas Tanner plays drums on that. On the 98 version, that was David McKee. The 2004 version was Bill Moose Rieger. This is Jimmy Vegas Tanner, who's been our drummer since 2005, 19 years now. Anyway, it's that's him. On lead guitars, we have Mr. Wayne Bartley. And on bass, we have Rich Mannion, our keyboardist. Anyway, this is the new improved studio version. I hope you like it. It's got some nice ad-libbing at the end that I think you'll like too. Anyway, please join us as we walk his way.
Bad-footed brother, I was hoping to recover, but the doctors were sad to say. Said we can't do nothing till you're down on your luck, cause you're sure to be lame to stay. So it was clear to me that what I needed was to be the kind of guy you can never resist. Had to beg for my supper was a system I discovered when I started as a little kid like this. See my sign saying give a coin to the poor, could you please find something to spare? I said hey, give a little bit of pity to a crippled one, it seemed like they didn't care. But I took a big step, as the Bible says, with some Christians who were ready to pray. Cause I see my feet was moving, but I knew what they was doing when the both of them appeared today. And they told me to
walk his way. By this afternoon for prayer time today at 3. I said, please, I'm begging, put some gold in my pockets. When they told me, baby, look here at me. I was quite confused, I never made it with my legs until the bosses told me something was deaf. They said, forget those treasures, cause we got a better favor, and they gave me just a little gift like this. Things so tingling as balls gave a pool with my feet flying up in the air. Saying, hey, it's a miracle, it's really pretty clear because I didn't have to sit in the jail. So I took a big step with my right foot and left with the scriptures who were ready to pray. Was a really big improvement because I knew what they were doing and I'm totally holding not dismayed. I'm going to
walk his way, talk his way.
listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.